Ever wondered what the world was like before the Bible? How did people live? What did they believe in? And what were their stories? Imagine a time when the stories we know today had not yet been written, and ancient peoples lived their lives without the knowledge of the scriptures. What was this world like? What were their mythologies? Which gods did they worship? What myths did they tell to explain the world around them? And their religions? How did they practice spirituality and seek answers to the great mysteries of life without the Holy Scriptures? It's not just that. What was the economy of these peoples like? How did they trade goods, accumulate wealth, and develop technologies? And what about their conflicts and wars? How were their battles, their military strategies, and the reasons behind the fights they waged? How did they organize socially? What were their hierarchies and gender roles? And what scientific and philosophical advances did they achieve that eventually influenced later cultures and even our own? In this video, we will explore this fascinating pre-biblical era and understand the historical and cultural context that preceded the creation of the sacred texts. It is a deep dive into a time full of mysteries, mythologies, and impressive advances that shaped humanity in ways we are still discovering. We want to thank one of our subscribers because this video was made from one of your suggestions in the comments. And here is my humble invitation. If you also want us to address a specific topic here on our channel, comment below right now. What other topics would you like us to cover on our channel? Let's strengthen our channel's community together. Understanding the world before the Bible is crucial to having a broader and more complete view of our history. These ancient civilizations laid the foundations for many of the concepts that would later be incorporated into the scriptures. Their cultures, beliefs, and ways of life provide a rich background that helps us appreciate the biblical texts and their importance even more. Moreover, knowing these stories allows us to see how humans have always sought answers to the great mysteries of life and existence. So, if you are curious to know more about the world that existed before the Bible, and want to better understand the historical and cultural context that gave rise to the scriptures, stay with us and don't forget to subscribe to our channel and activate notifications so you don't miss any of our upcoming videos. Prepare yourself for a fascinating and revealing exploration of humanity's past. From now on, we will embark on a journey to the past to explore some of the oldest and most fascinating civilizations that ever existed, Sumer, India, and China. These civilizations not only flourished, but also laid the foundations for many aspects of modern society. Sumer, the first civilization. Sumer, located in the region of Mesopotamia between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, is often considered the world's first civilization. It emerged around 4000 BC and is known for its remarkable achievements. The Sumerians developed cuneiform writing, one of the world's first writing systems, which allowed communication and the recording of historical events, commercial transactions, and legal codes. Additionally, they built ziggurats, monumental temples that served as religious and administrative centers. Sumerian architecture also included complex irrigation systems that enabled large-scale agriculture, essential for sustaining their city-states. In government, the Sumerians established a political structure with kings and councils, creating an administrative model that would influence future civilizations. Ancient India, cultural wealth and technological advances. Let's now move to ancient India, a land rich in cultural diversity and technological advancements. The Indus Valley Civilization, which existed approximately from 3300 to 1300 BC, is one of the oldest and most enigmatic in the region. The cities of Harappa and Mohenjo-Daro are examples of advanced urban planning, with organized streets, drainage systems, and uniform brick constructions. Agriculture also flourished in the Indus Valley, with the cultivation of wheat, barley, and cotton, in addition to cattle raising. In terms of governance, although specific details are limited due to the lack of translation of their writing, evidence suggests an organized society with centralized administration and possibly regulated market systems. Ancient India is also famous for its cultural contributions, including the Vedas, sacred texts that formed the basis of Hinduism and Indian philosophy. Ancient China, enduring innovations. Finally, let's move to ancient China, where dynasties such as Xia, Shang, and Zhou laid the foundations of one of the world's most enduring civilizations. Ancient China is known for its technological and cultural innovations. The invention of paper, gunpowder, and the compass are just a few of the many Chinese contributions. In agriculture, the Chinese developed advanced irrigation systems and rice cultivation that sustained large populations. The Great Wall of China, begun during the Qin Dynasty, is a monumental example of their architectural and engineering skills. In terms of governance, China developed a complex bureaucratic system with centralized administration that endured for millennia. The concept of the Mandate of Heaven, which legitimized the power of emperors, was fundamental in shaping China's political structure. Each of these ancient civilizations made unique contributions that shaped the world as we know it today. Sumer, with its writing and ziggurats, India, with its planned cities and sacred texts, and China, with its technological innovations and architectural monuments, are testaments to human ingenuity. Exploring their stories allows us to better understand our own origins and the development of global civilization. As we learn about these ancient cultures, we see how humans have always sought ways to organize their societies, improve their technologies, and express their beliefs and values. Imagine living in ancient Sumer, where daily life was governed by a complex system of writing and laws that ensured order and progress. The ziggurats, with their majestic stairways, were not only religious centers, but also places of learning and administration. The use of cuneiform writing on clay tablets revolutionized how information was recorded and transmitted, marking the beginning of documented history. In ancient India, cities like Harappa and Mohenjo-Daro represented the pinnacle of urban planning, with perfectly aligned streets, advanced sanitation systems, and standardized residential structures. These urban centers were models of organization and efficiency. Agriculture, the backbone of the economy, was sustained by sophisticated irrigation techniques that ensured abundant and sustainable harvests. Moreover, the Vedas, texts that emerged during this period, provided a rich spiritual and philosophical tradition that would influence the entire region. In ancient China, engineering and innovation were at the heart of cultural development. The construction of the Great Wall not only represented a colossal architectural feat, but also symbolized the determination and skill of the Chinese to protect and unify their territory. The invention of paper transformed the way knowledge was shared, allowing the spread of ideas and mass education. The Mandate of Heaven, a political and religious concept, conferred legitimacy to rulers and established a divine connection between the emperor and his subjects. Primitive mythologies and religions. Now let's delve into the primitive mythologies and religions that shaped ancient civilizations before the biblical era. Imagine a world where every natural phenomenon, every star in the sky, and every mystery of life was explained by fascinating stories and powerful gods. The mythologies of Sumer, Greco-Roman, Hindu, and others offer a deep insight into how these cultures understood the universe around them and how these beliefs influenced all aspects of their lives. Let's begin with Sumerian mythology. In ancient Mesopotamia, Sumer is known as the civilization that gave rise to one of the earliest recorded mythologies. The Sumerians believed in a vast pantheon of gods who governed all aspects of the natural and human world. Among the principal gods were Anu, the god of the sky, Enlil, the god of wind and storms, and Enki, the god of fresh waters and wisdom. One of the most famous stories is the Epic of Gilgamesh, which narrates the adventures of King Gilgamesh of Uruk in his quest for immortality. This epic is not only one of humanity's first literary works, but also reflects the Sumerian view on life, death, and the search for the meaning of existence. Sumerian myths were deeply intertwined with their religious practices, where temples served as centers of worship and offerings were made to appease the gods and secure their blessings. The Sumerians believed that the gods had the power to determine the fate of men and that their actions could influence divine will. This was reflected in their daily practices, where religious rituals were an essential part of life. They built majestic temples known as ziggurats, which served as bridges between heaven and earth. These temples were not only places of worship, but also centers of administration and economy, where priests played key roles in managing the cities. Offerings of food, drinks, and other goods were regularly made to ensure the gods' favor, and priests interpreted divine signs to guide community decisions. Moving to Greco-Roman mythology, we find a rich tapestry of stories that still resonate in modern Western culture. The ancient Greeks had an anthropomorphic view of their gods, imagining them with human forms and characteristics very similar to mortals. Zeus, the king of the gods, ruled the sky and thunder, while Poseidon commanded the seas and Hades reigned over the underworld. Hera, Zeus's wife, was the goddess of marriage and family. Among the most well-known myths are the 12 labors of Hercules, the Trojan War, narrated in the Iliad, and Homer's Odyssey, which tells the adventures of Odysseus on his journey home. These myths were not just stories, but lessons about human virtues and weaknesses, heroism and tragedy, and the complex relationship between gods and humanity. Religious practices included elaborate festivals, sacrifices, and rituals designed to honor the gods and seek their favor. In ancient Greece, myths played a crucial role in education and societal morality. Stories like that of Prometheus, who stole fire from the gods to give it to humanity, taught lessons about rebellion and its consequences. Greek tragedies, performed at festivals, like Dionysia, explored themes of fate, pride, and redemption. These festivals were significant community events where the entire city would gather to watch and participate, reinforcing cultural and social values through theater and music. The Romans, in turn, adapted many of the Greek gods and myths, giving them new names and incorporating them into their own traditions. Jupiter, Juno, Neptune, and Pluto are Roman equivalents of Zeus, Hera, Poseidon, and Hades, respectively. Roman mythology also introduced figures like Janus, the god of doors and beginnings, and Vesta, the goddess of the hearth, whose sacred flame was maintained by the Vestals in the heart of Rome. The Romans used myths to justify their conquests and expansion, believing they had the gods' favor in their military campaigns and political enterprises. In ancient India, Hindu mythology presents a deeply spiritual and multifaceted view of the cosmos. Hinduism is one of the world's oldest religions, and its stories are compiled in sacred texts, such as the Vedas and Puranas. Among the most revered gods are Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the preserver, and Shiva, the destroyer. Each of these gods has numerous incarnations and avatars that play specific roles in myths and legends. For example, Krishna, an incarnation of Vishnu, is a central hero in the Mahabharata, an epic that includes the Bhagavad Gita, a fundamental philosophical dialogue for Hindu doctrine. The stories of Rama and Sita in the Ramayana are also essential, depicting ideals of duty, devotion, and morality. Hindu mythology is not just a collection of stories, but a living part of religious and cultural practice, influencing daily rituals, festivals, and Indian art and literature for millennia. Hindu mythology is rich in symbolism and spiritual teachings. The Bhagavad Gita, for instance, addresses profound philosophical questions about duty, justice, and the nature of the soul. The stories of gods and goddesses like Durga and Kali illustrate the eternal struggle between good and evil, and the capacity for transformation and renewal. Festivals like Diwali, the Festival of Lights, celebrate the victory of good over evil, while Holi celebrates the arrival of spring with vibrant colors and joy. These festivals not only strengthen the community, but also keep the connection with ancestral myths and teachings alive. exploring the unique contributions of ancient civilizations. Each of these mythologies offered a way to understand the world and deal with its uncertainties. They influenced people's daily lives, from how they planted and harvested their crops to how they celebrated births and mourned deaths. The values and teachings contained in these myths were passed down from generation to generation, shaping social norms, laws, and morality. In temples and altars, the gods were worshipped, and their stories were told and retold, keeping the connection between the divine and human alive. In Sumer, the cycle of harvests was seen as an expression of the gods' will, and specific rituals were performed to ensure good crops. In Greece and Rome, religious festivals such as the Olympic Games and Saturnalia were times when society came together to celebrate and honor their gods. In India, festivals like Diwali celebrated the victory of good over evil, while Holi celebrated the arrival of spring with vibrant colors and joy. These stories and religious practices also had an educational role, teaching younger generations about the virtues and dangers of life. The myths of Hercules, for example, taught about courage and sacrifice, while the stories of Krishna illustrated the importance of devotion and justice. The tales of Enki and Enlil in Sumer showed the power of wisdom and the need for balance between elements of nature. Furthermore, these primitive mythologies and religions helped structure societies, offering an explanation for inequalities and a justification for hierarchies. Sumerian kings saw themselves as representatives of the gods on earth, while Egyptian pharaohs considered themselves living deities. In India, the caste system was influenced by the stories and teachings of the Vedas, creating a social structure that endured for centuries. Primitive mythologies and religions were thus much more than simple beliefs. They were the foundations upon which ancient civilizations built their lives. Understanding these stories is crucial for understanding how our ancestors saw the world and how these visions still influence our current culture and values. And if you are enjoying this immersion into the past, don't forget to subscribe to our channel and activate notifications to continue following our videos. Let's keep exploring together the wonders of human history. Let's delve deeper into the fascinating social and economic structure of ancient civilizations, exploring how they organized themselves, divided their responsibilities, and sustained their economies. These aspects shaped the development of complex societies and profoundly influenced the cultures that followed. Social and economic structure of ancient civilizations. In ancient civilizations, social structure was strictly defined by classes and hierarchies. Sumerian society, for example, was stratified into various layers. At the top were kings and priests, who held political and religious power. Below them were nobles and warriors, who defended the city-state and administered the lands. Merchants and artisans formed the middle class, responsible for producing and trading goods. At the base of the social pyramid were peasants and slaves, who worked hard in agriculture and construction. Each class had its clearly delineated roles and duties, ensuring the stability and functioning of society. In ancient India, society was organized similarly, but with a particular feature, the caste system. This system divided the population into four main varnas: Brahmins, who were priests and scholars, Kshatriyas, who were warriors and rulers, Vaishyas, who were merchants and farmers, and Shudras, who were servants and manual workers. There were also the Dalits, or untouchables, who performed tasks considered impure. This system determined not only people's occupations, but also their social and religious status. Gender roles were also clearly defined, with men occupying most positions of power and women generally restricted to domestic and caregiving tasks. In ancient China, social structure was equally hierarchical. At the top were the emperor and his court, followed by nobles and high officials. Peasants, despite their lower position, were respected for their crucial role in food production. Below them were artisans and merchants who, despite their economic contribution, were viewed with some distrust by the elites, At the bottom of the hierarchy were slaves who were the property of their masters and had no rights. Chinese society highly valued education and wisdom, and those who passed the rigorous imperial exams could rise to prestigious positions regardless of their social origin. The economy of these civilizations was predominantly agrarian, based on agriculture, but also included trade and craftsmanship. Sumer, with its complex system of irrigation canals, was able to produce agricultural surpluses, which allowed the emergence of prosperous cities. Sumerian markets were lively, with merchants selling grains, textiles, and pottery. Additionally, the Sumerians were known for their craftsmanship skills, producing highly valued jewelry, tools, and weapons. In India, the economy was also based on agriculture, with the cultivation of wheat, barley, and rice being predominant. Ancient India was famous for its trade routes, which extended to the Middle East and Central Asia. Products like spices, textiles, and precious stones were traded, promoting a vibrant and diversified economy. Craftsmanship was also a vital part of the economy, with weavers, blacksmiths, and potters producing a variety of goods for domestic consumption and export. Ancient China developed a diversified economy that included intensive agriculture, artisanal production, and trade. Rice was the main crop, but they also cultivated wheat and barley. Silk, produced by skilled artisans, became a highly coveted luxury item and one of the main export products. The Silk Road, which connected China to Europe, facilitated the trade of silk, spices, and other precious goods, promoting cultural and economic exchanges. Codes of laws, maintaining order and justice. Codes of laws were fundamental in maintaining order and justice in these complex societies. A notable example is the Code of Hammurabi from Mesopotamia, one of the oldest sets of laws in the world. This code covered various aspects of life, from commercial contracts to crimes and punishments, establishing the famous rule of an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, seeking a balance between crime and punishment. The Code of Hammurabi not only regulated economic interactions, but also protected the rights of individuals, especially the less privileged, such as women and slaves. In India, the Manusmriti, also known as the Laws of Manu, were legal texts that outlined rules for social and religious behavior. These laws covered a wide range of topics, including marriage, inheritance, and punishments for crimes, reinforcing the caste system and gender roles. The rigid structure of these codes guided daily life. Ancient China, on the other hand, had a legal tradition based on the teachings of Confucius and other philosophers. Laws were less codified than in Mesopotamia or India, but the emperor and his administrators used moral and ethical principles to govern. The concept of lai, rights, norms, was central, emphasizing the importance of social harmony and proper behavior. The imperial administration established a system of governance that included tax collection, trade regulation, and public order maintenance. These social and economic structures, supported by strict legal systems, allowed ancient civilizations to flourish. Social organization ensured that each individual knew their place and duties, while a diversified and regulated economy ensured prosperity and stability. Codes of laws not only maintained order, but also protected citizens' rights and established a sense of justice. These elements combined show how ancient civilizations created complex and resilient societies. Conflicts and wars, shaping human history and development. Now let's explore the conflicts and wars that marked ancient civilizations, revealing how these events shaped human history and development. Conflicts and wars were not just battles for territories. They were confrontations that defined entire cultures, politics, and societies. Mesopotamia, known as the cradle of civilization, was a scene of numerous conflicts. Sumerian city-states, such as Ur, Uruk, and Lagash, often waged war against each other for control of fertile lands and water resources. These wars were characterized by prolonged sieges and close combat. Military strategies included the use of wedge formations and war chariots, which provided significant tactical advantages. The impact of these wars was devastating, resulting in the destruction of cities, displacement of populations, and constant shifting of borders. However, these battles also led to the development of military technologies, such as the creation of bronze weapons and the fortification of cities. In ancient Greece, wars between city-states were common and profoundly influenced Greek culture. The Trojan War, immortalized by Homer in the Iliad, is a famous example of conflict that mixed reality and myth. Later, the Persian Wars between Greeks and Persians marked the union of Greek city-states against a common enemy. Greek military strategies were innovative. Hoplites, heavy infantry soldiers, fought in phalanx formation, a dense line of soldiers protected by large shields and long spears. This tactic proved extremely effective in battles like Marathon and Thermopylae. The impacts of these wars were profound, promoting a shared sense of identity among Greeks and establishing the superiority of Hellenic culture over Persian. The Roman Empire, one of the greatest and longest lasting in history, was also forged amidst incessant wars. The series of Punic Wars against Carthage is a classic example. These wars not only decided the fate of the Mediterranean, but also led to the development of advanced tactics and technological innovations, such as the Corvus, a boarding bridge used to attack enemy ships. The Roman legions, known for their discipline and efficiency, used flexible formations and weapons like the Gladius and Pilum. Rome's victory over Carthage solidified its dominance in the Mediterranean, expanding its borders and profoundly influencing the cultures they absorbed. In ancient China, periods of conflict, such as the Warring States period, were times of great military innovation and political change. During this period, seven powerful states fought for control of China. The wars were brutal and often involved armies of hundreds of thousands of soldiers. Technological innovations included the use of crossbows, war chariots, and the development of complex fortifications. Military strategies were sophisticated, incorporating espionage, diplomacy, and surprise attacks. The unification of China under the Qin Dynasty, after the conquest of rival states, marked the beginning of an empire that would last millennia, establishing a centralized system of government and infrastructure. Social and territorial impacts of wars. The social and territorial impacts of ancient wars were profound and lasting. In many civilizations, wars resulted in the redistribution of lands and resources, which could lead to the flourishing or decline of entire cities and regions. War also had a cultural impact, promoting the migration of peoples, the exchange of technologies, and the assimilation of cultures. For example, the expansion of the Roman Empire led to the spread of the Latin language, Roman engineering, and Roman law throughout Europe. Furthermore, wars also shaped social hierarchies. In many societies, warriors and military leaders gained status and power, often ascending to positions of political leadership. Conflicts generated heroes and legends whose stories were told and retold, influencing popular culture and collective memory. Wars not only destroyed, but also created new opportunities for reconstruction and innovation. Military strategies evolved over the centuries, reflecting the needs and resources of each civilization. In Sumer, the construction of walls and the use of war chariots were crucial for defense and attack. In Greece, the phalanx formation and the use of triremes showcased the Greeks' adaptability and ingenuity. In Rome, the discipline of the legions and the construction of roads allowed for rapid and efficient mobilization. In China, the complex strategies of state warfare included the construction of the Great Wall to protect against invasions and the use of massive armies to dominate the battlefield. War technology also advanced over time. Early bronze weapons gave way to iron swords and eventually to the use of gunpowder in China. The construction of siege machines, such as battering rams and assault towers, allowed armies to attack fortified cities more effectively. Innovations in transportation, such as the use of war elephants in India, demonstrated the diversity of strategies used by ancient civilizations. These ancient conflicts show us that war was a constant force in the lives of civilizations, shaping borders, cultures, and societies. Ancient wars remind us of human resilience and ingenuity, as well as the terrible consequences of violence and destruction. The history of these conflicts offers valuable lessons about the importance of diplomacy, innovation, and adaptability. Each civilization developed its own strategies and technologies to face the challenges of its time, and these innovations left a lasting legacy in human history. Now that we have explored these fascinating civilizations and their unique contributions to human development, we can appreciate even more the complexity and richness of our own cultural heritage. If you enjoyed this journey into the past, don't forget to subscribe to our channel and activate notifications to continue exploring with us the wonders of human history. Development of philosophical and scientific thought in ancient cultures. On leadership, strategy, and the relentless pursuit of power and security, let's dive into a fascinating exploration of the development of philosophical and scientific thought in ancient cultures. These advances shaped the foundation of human knowledge and profoundly influenced future generations. In various parts of the world, great thinkers emerged, offering new perspectives on life, nature, and society. In ancient China, philosophical thought flourished with figures like Confucius. Born during the spring and autumn period, Confucius taught about ethics, morality, and governance. He believed that social harmony could be achieved through respect for traditions, family hierarchies, and justice. His teachings, compiled in the Analects, emphasized the importance of education, loyalty, and duty. Confucius profoundly influenced Chinese culture, shaping not only philosophy, but also public administration and social structure. His principles are still fundamental in China and other East Asian cultures, highlighting the enduring relevance of his ideas. Meanwhile, in ancient Greece, the development of scientific and philosophical thought reached new levels. Pythagoras, one of the first Greek philosophers, made significant contributions to mathematics and philosophy. He is famous for his theorem on right-angled triangles, which is still taught in schools worldwide. Pythagoras believed that numbers were the essence of all things, and his school of thought combined mathematics, music, and spirituality. This interdisciplinary approach helped establish a foundation for Western science, influencing later thinkers such as Plato and Aristotle. Aristotle, a student of Plato, was another central figure in the development of philosophical and scientific thought. He wrote on a vast range of subjects, from biology and physics to ethics and politics. Aristotle developed formal logic, a system for rational argumentation that is still used today. His observations on nature and the classification of living beings formed the basis of scientific biology. Aristotle's work had a lasting influence, shaping medieval and Renaissance philosophy, and leaving a legacy that still permeates modern science and philosophy. In ancient India, philosophical and scientific thought also flourished. The Vedic texts, especially the Upanishads, explored deep questions about the nature of existence, reality, and the soul. These texts formed the foundation of Hinduism and profoundly influenced Indian philosophy and spirituality. Sages like Gautama Buddha challenged established norms and presented new ways of understanding life and suffering. Buddhist philosophy emphasized meditation, morality, and wisdom as paths to enlightenment. These ideas spread across Asia, influencing cultures and belief systems for centuries. In addition to philosophy, ancient India also made significant advances in science and mathematics. The concept of zero, an Indian invention, revolutionized mathematics, allowing the development of advanced numerical systems. Indian mathematicians, like Aryabhatta, made important contributions to algebra, arithmetic, and astronomy. His works were translated into Arabic and Latin, influencing scientific thought in the Islamic world and medieval Europe. In the Islamic world during the Middle Ages, scientific thought flourished in centers of learning like Baghdad, Cordoba, and Cairo. philosophers and scientists such as Avicenna and Averroes translated and commented on the works of Aristotle, while making their own contributions to medicine, physics, and astronomy. Avicenna, in particular, wrote the Book of Healing and the Canon of Medicine, which were used as reference texts in Europe for centuries. Islamic science served as a bridge between classical antiquity and the European Renaissance, preserving and expanding knowledge. The influences of these ancient philosophical and scientific ideas are immense. Aristotelian logic, for example, shaped academic and scientific thought in the West. Confucian ethical principles continue to guide social and political relations in China. Indian mathematical and astronomical discoveries are the basis of many modern technological advancements, and Islamic thought helped catalyze the Renaissance, a period of cultural and intellectual renewal in Europe. These thinkers and their ideas show us that the development of knowledge is a continuous and collaborative process, transcending cultural and temporal boundaries. They remind us of the importance of questioning, exploring, and expanding our intellectual horizons. By studying these figures and their contributions, we see how each of them helped build the world we know today, leaving a legacy that still influences our lives and societies. History of architecture and art in ancient civilizations. Let's delve into the history of architecture and art in ancient civilizations, exploring their most impressive achievements and artistic styles that reflected their unique cultures. These monuments and artworks not only served practical and religious purposes, but also were powerful expressions of cultural identity and belief. In ancient Mesopotamia, the Sumerians built ziggurats, massive pyramid-shaped structures that served as temples and administrative centers. One of the most well-known examples is the Ziggurat of Ur, dedicated to the moon god Nanna. These impressive constructions were made of mud bricks and rose in several layers, each smaller than the previous, creating a stepped appearance. The ziggurats were not just places of worship, but also symbolized the connection between earth and heaven, demonstrating the importance of religion in Sumerian daily life. At the same time, in ancient Egypt, monumental architecture flourished with the construction of pyramids. The pyramids of Giza, including the Great Pyramid of Khufu, are engineering marvels that continue to amaze us today. Built as tombs for the pharaohs, these gigantic structures were designed to last eternally, reflecting the Egyptian belief in the afterlife. The precision with which they were aligned and constructed, using advanced measurement and stone cutting techniques, shows the extraordinary skill of Egyptian architects and workers. In ancient Greece, temples were the primary architectural achievements. The Parthenon, located on the Acropolis of Athens, is one of the most iconic examples. Dedicated to the goddess Athena, the Parthenon exemplifies the perfection of proportions and the use of marble on a grand scale. The Doric columns and sculpted entablatures are distinctive features of Greek architecture, and its friezes and metopes, intricately carved, narrate myths and legends central to Greek identity. These temples were not only places of worship, but also symbols of the greatness and power of Greek city-states. In India, temple architecture was also highly significant. Hindu temples, such as the Khajuraho complex, are known for their intricate and detailed sculptures covering nearly every surface. These temples were more than places of worship. They were microcosmic representations of the universe, designed to guide devotees on their spiritual journey. The sculptures depict deities, animals, and human figures in dynamic poses, showing a deep integration of art and spirituality in Indian culture. Ancient China's art and architecture produced impressive feats, such as the Great Wall. Built to protect the empire from invasions, the wall stretches thousands of kilometers across mountainous and desert terrains. Its construction involved the labor of hundreds of thousands of people and used innovative techniques to withstand time and attacks. Additionally, Chinese palaces and temples, like the Forbidden City in Beijing, exemplify the grandeur and sophistication of Imperial Chinese architecture. Beyond architecture, The artistic expressions of these ancient civilizations reveal much about their cultures. In Mesopotamia, carved reliefs like those found in the palace of Ashurbanipal depict scenes of battles, hunts, and religious rituals. These works not only decorated palaces and temples, but also served as propaganda, demonstrating the power and divinity of kings. In Egypt, funerary art, such as the paintings in the tombs of the Valley of the Kings, sought to ensure a successful afterlife for the pharaohs. These detailed paintings show scenes of daily life, religious rituals, and the judgment of the dead. Sarcophagi and funerary masks, like the famous mask of Tutankhamun, are notable examples of the artistic skill and symbolic richness of Egyptian culture. In Greece, marble sculptures such as Myron's Discobolus and the statues of the Parthenon reflect a pursuit of human perfection and idealized beauty. The attention to anatomical detail and emotional expression in Greek sculptures profoundly influenced subsequent Western art. Greek ceramics, with their black figure and red figure techniques, also narrated mythological stories in everyday scenes, combining utilitarian function with artistic value. In India, Buddhist art flourished in the form of statuary and painting. Buddha statues, such as those found in the caves of Ajanta and Ellora, show deep serenity and spirituality. The mural paintings in these caves depict the life of Buddha and other religious figures, offering a glimpse into the spiritual practices and beliefs of the time. Indian stone sculpture, both in Hindu and Buddhist temples, is remarkable for its complexity and symbolic depth. In China, the ritual bronzes of the Shang Dynasty exemplify metallurgical skill and the importance of religious rituals. The bronzes, decorated with intricate designs and inscriptions, were used in ceremonies to honor ancestors and gods. Chinese porcelain, developed later, became a highly valued commodity for its beauty and durability, influencing ceramic traditions worldwide. These architectural and artistic achievements of ancient civilizations not only demonstrate the technical skill and creativity of ancient peoples, but also offer a window into understanding their cultures, beliefs, and values. The monuments and artifacts that have survived to this day continue to fascinate and inspire, reminding us of the rich tapestry of human history. Evolution of writing and literature in ancient civilizations. Now we need to discuss the evolution of writing and literature in ancient civilizations, revealing how these systems of communication transformed the way societies recorded, transmitted, and preserved knowledge. The history of writing begins in ancient Mesopotamia, where the Sumerians developed cuneiform, one of the world's earliest writing systems. Created about 5,000 years ago, cuneiform was initially used to keep commercial and administrative records. Sumerian scribes used reed styluses to make marks on wet clay tablets, creating a form of writing composed of wedge-shaped signs. Over time, cuneiform evolved to record a wide range of information, from laws and treaties to literature and religious hymns. One of the most significant works written in cuneiform is the Epic of Gilgamesh, an epic that narrates the adventures of King Gilgamesh of Uruk in his quest for immortality. This epic is not only one of the earliest known literary works, but also offers deep insights into the beliefs and values of Sumerian society. In ancient India, writing also played a crucial role in cultural and religious development. The Vedic texts, written in Sanskrit, are some of the oldest and most revered works of Indian literature. The Vedas, composed of hymns, chants, and rituals, were orally transmitted for generations before being finally written down. These texts formed the basis of Hinduism and profoundly influenced Indian philosophy and spirituality. The Rigveda, for example, is a collection of hymns that celebrate the gods and nature, reflecting the worldview of the ancient Indo-Aryans. Sanskrit writing allowed the preservation and dissemination of these sacred texts, ensuring that religious practices and philosophical teachings were transmitted from generation to generation. In ancient China, writing evolved from oracle bone inscriptions used for divination during the Shang Dynasty. These early Chinese characters, carved on bones and turtle shells, were used by diviners to record questions posed to ancestors and gods. Over time, Chinese writing developed into a complex system of logograms where each character represented a complete word or idea. This system allowed the creation of detailed records and literary works, including philosophical texts such as those by Confucius and Laozi. Chinese writing was essential for administering the vast empire and preserving Chinese culture and history over the centuries. In ancient Egypt, hieroglyphs were used to inscribe religious and administrative texts on monuments and papyri. This writing system combined logographic and alphabetic elements, allowing a wide range of written expression. The Egyptians believed that hieroglyphs had sacred power, often using them in tombs and temples to ensure divine protection in the afterlife. Texts like the Book of the Dead detailed the rituals and spells necessary for the soul's journey in the afterlife. Hieroglyphic writing was a powerful tool for maintaining and transmitting Egyptian religion and culture. The Phoenicians, a maritime civilization of the Mediterranean, developed an alphabet that became the basis for many modern writing systems. This Phoenician alphabet was simple and efficient, consisting of 22 letters representing consonantal sounds. Its ease of use facilitated its adaptation by other peoples, such as the Greeks and Romans, who modified and expanded the alphabet to include vowels. This development was crucial for the spread of writing and literacy, allowing knowledge to be more widely disseminated through written texts. The significant literary works of these cultures not only entertained, but also educated and preserved the traditions and knowledge of ancient societies. The Epic of Gilgamesh not only narrates epic adventures, but also reflects on mortality and the search for life's meaning. The Vedic texts provide a detailed view of religious and philosophical practices in ancient India. In China, Confucius's Analects compile teachings on ethics and governance that have shaped Chinese society for millennia. In Egypt, funerary texts like the Book of the Dead reveal the beliefs and rituals associated with the afterlife. The impact of writing on the preservation of history and culture is immense. Without writing, many of the achievements and thoughts of these ancient civilizations would have been lost. The ability to record events, laws, stories, and teachings allowed knowledge to accumulate and be transmitted across generations. Writing transformed the collective memory of societies, enabling cultures to evolve and develop in more complex ways. Writing systems also facilitated communication between different cultures, promoting trade and diplomacy. Written documents, such as treaties and commercial agreements, helped establish relationships between distant civilizations. The exchange of literary and scientific texts promoted the diffusion of ideas and innovations, enriching the cultures involved. These developments in writing and literature show us the ingenuity and depth of human thought. They highlight the importance of written communication in the formation and preservation of cultures. Studying these ancient texts gives us a window into the minds and hearts of people who lived millennia ago, allowing us to appreciate and learn from their experiences and wisdom. Spiritual and mystical views of ancient civilizations. Let's understand how ancient civilizations viewed the spiritual world and the afterlife, their mystical and esoteric practices, and the rituals they performed to connect with the supernatural. Before the Bible, these societies had deep and varied beliefs about what occurred beyond earthly life and how to interact with invisible forces. In Mesopotamia, the Sumerians believed in a vast array of gods and spirits that influenced every aspect of their lives. They saw the spiritual world as a direct extension of the physical world, with gods controlling natural elements like the sun, moon, water, and wind. The afterlife was grim and desolate, known as the Kur, or the underworld, where the souls of the dead lived a pale and joyless existence. To ensure divine protection and success in their endeavors, the Sumerians performed elaborate rituals and sacrifices. A significant example is the Akitu festival, which celebrated the new year and the renewal of cosmic order through through rituals that included the symbolic coronation of the king and the dramatization of battles between the gods. The ancient Egyptians had a more optimistic view of the afterlife. They believed that after death, the soul embarked on a journey to the underworld, where it would be judged by Osiris, the god of the dead. If the heart of the deceased was lighter than the feather of truth, they would be granted eternal life in the field of reeds, a paradise-like version of Egypt. The Egyptians practiced complex mummification rituals to preserve the body, believing that physical integrity was essential for the afterlife. They also left offerings of food, drink, and personal items in the tombs to sustain the soul in the beyond. In ancient Greece, spirituality was deeply interconnected with mythology. The Greeks believed in a multitude of gods and goddesses residing on Mount Olympus, who directly influenced mortal life. The afterlife was seen through the lens of Hades, the underworld ruled by Hades, the god of the dead. Depending on their actions in life, souls could be sent to different parts of Hades, such as the Elysian Fields, a place of peace and happiness for the virtuous, or Tartarus, an abyss of torment for wrongdoers. Sacrificial rituals, festivals, and oracles were common practices to gain the gods' favor and seek guidance for the future. In ancient India, spiritual beliefs were dominated by Hinduism and Buddhism. Hinduism described an endless cycle of birth, death, and rebirth known as samsara, governed by the law of karma. The spiritual goal was to achieve moksha, or liberation from this cycle, through the practice of dharma, duty, and devotion to the gods. Vedic rituals involved fire sacrifices, yajna, and recitation of hymns to honor the gods and ensure prosperity. In Buddhism, spiritual practice centered on attaining enlightenment, nirvana, by following the Noble Eightfold Path, which included ethical conduct, meditation, and wisdom. Ancient China had a unique view of the spiritual world, influenced by Confucianism, Taoism, and folk religions. Taoism, for example, emphasized harmony with the Tao, the fundamental principle that is the source of everything in the universe. Taoist practice included meditation, breathing exercises, and rituals to align with natural forces. The Chinese also believed in ancestor veneration, performing rituals to honor the spirits of the dead and ensure their protection and blessing. These mystical and esoteric practices reveal the universal quest for understanding and control over the unknown. Rituals such as the Sumerian festivals, Egyptian mummification, Greek sacrifices, Hindu yajnas, and Taoist ceremonies show how ancient cultures tried to connect with the supernatural and secure a favorable place in the spiritual world. These beliefs and rituals not only offered comfort and guidance, but also structured social and political life, influencing laws, morality, and community cohesion. Conclusion: understanding the world before the Bible. We have explored what the world was like before the Bible, delving into the fascinating ancient civilizations and their contributions to humanity. We saw the complex structures and rigid hierarchies that shaped societies like Sumer, India, and China. We uncovered the military strategies and impacts of the conflicts and wars that defined territories and cultures. We delved into the development of philosophical and scientific thought with figures like Confucius and Pythagoras, who left a lasting legacy. We also explored architectural and artistic achievements, from ziggurats to majestic temples. We observed the emergence of writing and literature with texts like the Epic of Gilgamesh and the Vedas, which preserved and transmitted knowledge through the ages. Finally, we reflected on the spiritual and mystical views that shaped the understanding of the world and the afterlife in ancient societies. Understanding the world before the Bible enriches our perspective on biblical history. These ancient civilizations laid the foundations for many of the concepts and practices we find in the scriptures. By knowing their stories, we can better appreciate the complexity and cultural richness that preceded and influenced the biblical texts. Exploring these societies allows us to see how the quest for understanding the divine and the human is a constant in human history. Now, for those who stayed until the end, let's share some fascinating curiosities that didn't fit into the main themes. These are the endless glories. Did you know that the city of Mohenjo-Daro in the ancient Indus Valley civilization had an advanced drainage system that rivaled many modern cities? The streets were planned with sewer channels that directed water directly out of the city, an impressive feat for its time. Another interesting curiosity is about ancient China. During the Han Dynasty, there was a legendary figure named Zhang Qian, considered the pioneer of the Silk Road. He was sent on diplomatic and commercial missions that established the first connections between China and the Western world. Thanks to his travels, goods such as silk, spices, and cultural ideas began to flow between East and West, paving the way for one of the most important trade routes in history. Speaking of trade routes, did you know that the city of Petra, in present-day Jordan, was an important commercial center in antiquity? Carved into the rocks, Petra was a meeting point for merchants traveling between the Middle East and the Mediterranean. Its monumental structures, including the famous treasury, reflect the wealth and importance of this city in the past. Petra was known as the Rose City because of the color of the stones in which it was carved, and its strategic location made it a convergence point for caravans carrying incense, myrrh, and spices between Arabia, Egypt, Syria, and southern Europe. Petra's architecture, with its elaborate tombs and temples, demonstrates not only the technical skill of the Nabataeans, but also the influence of architectural styles from the civilizations they interacted with, such as the Greeks and Romans. In addition to Petra, another city that played a crucial role in ancient trade routes was Timbuktu in Mali. Located at the southern edge of the Sahara Desert, Timbuktu flourished as a center of trade and learning during the Mali Empire. It was famous for its universities and libraries that attracted scholars from all over the Islamic world. Timbuktu was an important meeting point for caravans crossing the Sahara, transporting gold, salt, ivory, and slaves. The city symbolizes the intersection between material wealth and spiritual and intellectual knowledge, with its mud brick mosques, such as the Djingariber Mosque, being lasting testimonies of this era of prosperity. And for astronomy lovers, ancient Babylon was famous for its advances in this field. The Babylonians developed complex methods for observing and recording astronomical movements, which they used to predict events such as eclipses and to develop precise calendars. Their contributions were so significant that they influenced the Greeks and eventually astronomical science worldwide. Babylonian astronomers created detailed tables of planetary positions and developed the concept of a Saros cycle, which is a period of approximately 18 years used to predict eclipses. These astronomical records also had practical implications, such as determining the start of agricultural seasons and organizing religious festivals. The ancient city of Carthage, located in present-day Tunisia, also deserves mention. Carthage was a major commercial and maritime center that dominated trade in the Western Mediterranean. Founded by the Phoenicians, the city became famous for its naval and commercial skills. Carthage's prosperity was fueled by the trade of precious metals, ivory, slaves, and manufactured goods. Its powerful naval fleet allowed Carthage to establish colonies and trading posts throughout the region, ensuring a constant flow of wealth and resources. However, the city is perhaps best known for its Punic Wars against Rome, which eventually led to its destruction. The ruins of Carthage still reveal the grandeur of its architecture, with remains of ports, temples, and residential neighborhoods. Another fascinating city is Teotihuacan in Mexico. Known as the City of the Gods, Teotihuacan was one of the largest cities in the ancient world, with a population of over 100,000 at its peak. This mysterious city is famous for its monumental pyramids, such as the Pyramid of the Sun and the Pyramid of the Moon, and the Avenue of the Dead, a grand avenue that runs through the city. Teotihuacan was an influential cultural and commercial center, and its sophisticated architecture and urban planning indicate a high level of social organization. The influence of Teotihuacan extended throughout Mesoamerica, and its advances in art, commerce, and architecture had a lasting impact on later cultures such as the Maya and the Aztecs. And for astronomy lovers, ancient Babylon was famous for its advances in this field. The Babylonians developed complex methods for observing and recording astronomical movements, which they used to predict events such as eclipses and to develop precise calendars. Their contributions were so significant that they influenced the Greeks and eventually astronomical science worldwide. Now let's give a little preview of our next video. We will explore a topic that intrigues many people: the mysteries of lost civilizations. We will investigate ancient societies that mysteriously disappeared, their cultures, their achievements, and the theories about what happened to them. If you are curious about places like Atlantis, the Maya civilization, or the mysteries of the Nazca Lines, this will be a video you won't want to miss. Before concluding, I want to remind you to subscribe to our channel and activate notifications so you don't miss any of our future videos. Leave a comment below with your opinions and suggestions on what you would like to see next. Your participation is essential for us to continue bringing content that enriches our knowledge of the past. See you in the next video.